An attempt to prosecute former British Prime Minister Tony Blair for alleged war crimes has been rejected by the UK High Court. The ruling was in response to a plea made by a former Iraqi Army Chief of Staff. General Abdel Wahid Al Rabat wanted to bring a private prosecution against Blair for his, quote, aggression crime during the 2003 war in Iraq. The judges dismissed the plea on the grounds that such a crime doesn't exist in British law. They concluded the case had no chance of succeeding. Blair took no part in the legal proceedings. The former British Prime Minister's decision to join the US that invasion of Iraq tainted his legacy for 10 years in the office and still haunts him over 14 years after the war. Let's speak to David Lawley Wakeley. He's a political documentary filmmaker joining us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your initial reaction to this rejection by the UK High Court. Was it a fair and just decision, in your opinion?
Well, it was a decision that you couldn't perhaps argue against in the case of British law. However, as the Iraqi general said, you know, it went back to the Nuremberg trials at the end of the Second World War. In those Nuremberg trials, it was quite clear that the crime of planning or a war of destruction on another country without, as a conspiracy, which this clearly was with America, is actually a crime against peace under the Nuremberg trials at the end of the Second World War. This, the same thing happened in Iraq, but of course Britain put itself above that, as it's always done back through Victorian times and the empire building and colonizations of countries when they used to take over countries and basically write their own laws, and sadly, they seem to still be doing so.
Well, can you actually walk us through the role that Tony Blair played as far as the Iraq War went, and how and why is it that the Iraq War legacy just continues to haunt him?
Well, it always will do, because the number one lie, which that was fed to both the Americans and the British, that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction that could hit a British city within 45 minutes, were proved beyond a doubt to be a pack of lies. We were sent there for business, to go there to release the oil from just selling it to the Russians and the Chinese, as Saddam was at the time, so that the oil could be back on the international market, because America used to have dealings with with Saddam Hussein for years. And so, you know, we went to Iraq for business, and that became clear. The British government even admitted spending £6 million taxpayers' money, pounds, on an inquiry, the Iraq inquiry, where the person they hired to do that job, Sir John Chilcot, spent 10 years deliberating over all the facts and all the evidence to basically say that in small frame of mind that what Blair and Bush and everyone did in fact fit in with the Section 2 of Crimes Against Peace. And then he said himself, after this money was spent, Chilcot himself, who read all this stuff, you know, the guy they've hired to look at the evidence, then says that Blair actually wasn't straight with the British government or the British people. He himself has said that Blair lied to take us into that war. And it wasn't just the oil, it was construction, it was pharmaceuticals, it was banking. You know, the whole Iraqi economy was propped up after that by J.P. Morgan and a consortium of American banks. And they're still paying back that money that we loaned them to rebuild their country because we'd flattened it.
Right.
You know, so it's the evidence is there. This was a war crime. But of course, they're not going to try their own people for war crimes in what is still basically an imperialist regime over here.
Well, you've also called for Blair's arrest quite publicly in the past as well. However, do you see it as a failure of the British justice system to be able to prosecute Tony Blair after all these years?
Yeah, well, it's very sad to think that here we are in the 21st century and we're still allowing the establishment to get away with it when, you know, there was 3 million people who marched here against the Iraq war who were just a modicum of the millions. I would say more than 70% of the population who know and believe and understand that Blair and Bush were carrying out a crime on our behalf as taxpayers. So it is very sad to think that the law cannot be held up. There is no law left anymore since the United Nations is, you know, pretty much redundant after that Second World War. We need to have a new global system of law and order, which is recognized by all countries and agreed on, because otherwise these lies, you can carry on taking over countries and raping them for all their goods. And that sadly will carry on whilst these judges are making these decisions within the law. They're just doing their jobs after all.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's David Lawley, Walkland political documentary, joining us via Skype from London. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Cut CV.
Thank you.